This morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she agreed with other Democrats there is a constitutional crisis, but she defended not opening an impeachment inquiry anytime soon.
As I said yesterday, the president is almost self-impeaching because he is every day demonstrating more obstruction of justice and disrespect for Congress's legitimate role to subpoena.
Yesterday, the White House invoked executive privilege to prevent the release of Robert Mueller's unredacted report on the Russia investigation. And two House committees voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing their subpoenas to turn over that information. Joining us from Capitol Hill, NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
So lots going on. Pelosi saying this is a crisis. But as we heard, not opening an impeachment inquiry, which would give lawmakers more subpoena power, and not scheduling a full vote on holding Barr in contempt. What's going on?
Well, those two things seem to be kind of separate thoughts in her mind. The reason she gave us reporters for not immediately scheduling the contempt vote on the House floor is she's waiting to see what might happen with former White House counsel Don McGahn. Now, he is expected to come and testify before Congress in the near future here. And Pelosi's essentially saying that she wants to see if maybe they have to have more than one contempt vote. And she doesn't want to, you know, schedule one vote now and then have to do another one in the future. So she basically said that they will get around to it. It's just a matter of seeing how other things play out.
Right.
But when it comes to the question of impeachment, that seems to be another thing altogether. She told us that she wants to be deliberate about this and that she wants to not be political about this. And part of that, she said, involves making sure that they go as fast as the facts take them and no slower than the facts take them.
Yeah.
So she is not yet willing to commit. And she also said, and I think this is important because we've heard her say it before, and I think it's becoming the thread she repeats, is that impeachment is not the only option. And as she says that, we kind of want to know what the other options are, but that's not something that she has explained yet.
And to remind people, when you talk about former White House counsel Don McGahn, the Mueller report indicated that the president asked him to stop the Mueller investigation. So that's why Democrats want to hear back from him. But Kelsey, I want to hear you about something that we learned yesterday about the Republican-controlled Senate Intelligence Committee. They've subpoenaed President Trump's son, Don Jr., to testify for a second time because of discrepancies between what he said and what former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen said about how long talks for Trump Tower Moscow went into the 2016 campaign. Cohen said it went much further than Don Jr. did, and also whether then-candidate Trump knew about that meeting with Russians at Trump Tower, New York, before the election. So the response to that request from this, again, Republican-controlled Senate Intelligence Committee from the Kentucky Republican Rand Paul was a tweet that said, apparently the Republican chair of that committee didn't get the memo that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell considers the Russia investigation case closed. Is this a fissure among Republicans?
Well, it is an odd thing for Rand Paul to be pointing out times that Republicans are disagreeing with the majority leader. That is something he is personally quite well known for. There is a little bit of disagreement among Republicans, though, about how to proceed on this. Though the people who are running the investigation in Senate Intel, Republican Senator Burr, who's the chairman of the committee, and the Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia, they both say that this is a bipartisan investigation. They want to keep it that way. So as much as there may be divisions in their own parties about how things proceed, the two of them say that they're very focused on following the facts wherever the facts take them.
Yeah. And Kelsey, we've got about a minute left here. What do we know about whether or not Special Counsel Robert Mueller will be coming before the House?
I've had a lot of conversations with Democrats about the way that they're negotiating over this. They don't really know what is happening about the timing. They're still in talks about scheduling both Mueller and Don McGahn. So that is definitely something that we are keeping a close eye on. And it's something that we expect maybe could get resolved in the coming days. But again, this is all kind of looped together in many Democrats' minds with the conflict that they are having with the Department of Justice over Attorney General Barr. So this is a very complex set of negotiations.
Yeah, no kidding. Kelsey Snell covers Congress for NPR. Kelsey, thank you.
Thank you.